Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I want to say yet again how pleased I am that there is an app for Devil Radio that you can download from the Google or Apple store or from the website. Take Devil Radio with you 24/7, wherever you go. You can also now play it on your smart speakers. You sit there and you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio, and it plays. This is terrific. Wherever you go, however far away, you can now get Devil Radio. A lot to talk about going into this weekend. I'm going to start a lot of different kinds of topics. Colonial Pipeline, that massive pipeline that provides about 45% of the fuel on the East Coast, is now starting to roll again. It's going to take a while to get it up to speed. Word has just come out that Colonial Pipeline paid $5 million in ransom to the hackers. $5 million in ransom to the hackers. The FBI advises against paying ransoms. All it does is encourage people to do it again, do it worse. Also, what it does is frequently you pay the money and it doesn't do any good anyway. But Colonial Pipeline did. And it's not clear whether they cleared it with the U.S. government, not that they had to. Here's my take on it. They say that it was an outfit called Dark Side based in Russia. Russia is essentially a country that is run by the Russian mob, by organized crime. It had been run by czars up until the First World War. It was a communist government, Stalin, Khrushchev, and the rest of them, up through Gorbachev, who was a very insightful individual, took him away from communism, even though he was a communist, turned it over to Boris Yeltsin for, I don't know, roughly 10 years, not quite. There was some freedom in Russia. Unfortunately, the mob autocrats grab hold of a lot of the public companies, fuel and the rest. Putin engineered bombings of apartment buildings in Moscow. He blew them up and he claimed that it was Chechenian rebels and they needed a strong man to stand up to the Chechenian rebels. Yeltsin turned over the government to him. And he is the head of organized crime in Russia. Nothing happens in Russia without his knowledge and his approval. And by that, I don't mean something trivial. But what I'm saying is there is nobody named Darkside and no organization that woke up one day and said, hey, you know what would be neat? We're going to hack into Colonial Pipeline, shut down fuel to 45% of the fuel of the East Coast of the United States, demand a ransom, disrupt things, cause gas lines, cause problems for Joe Biden. I think we'll just do that on our own. A couple of guys, what the heck? $5 million, whatever they're going to ask. If somebody did that and Putin wasn't behind it, they would be dead. They would be dead, attacking the biggest adversary of Russia in the world. This was done with Putin's knowledge and consent. I think it's very possible that it was done with the hacking unit in Russian intelligence. I don't care what they call themselves. You can call yourself Dark Side. You can call yourself anything you want. And the purpose wasn't so much to get $5 million. Putin's a billionaire. He has stolen so much money that he is the wealthiest man in Russia and one of the wealthiest in the world. $5 million to him is chump change. But penetrating our systems, I'll tell you what, if he shuts down the grid, if this Dark Side or somebody shuts down the grid to a major city at some point, we have to retaliate against Russia, against Putin. Now, what do you do now? I think we still have to retaliate against Putin. I think Biden should make a public statement. I would, that says, certainly in autocratic regimes, any action of a hacker to interrupt the infrastructure of the United States will be deemed as having come from its government, and we will respond accordingly. And if these autocratic governments say, well, throw up their hands, you know, we have a lot of bad actors, out of work, computer people, what can we do? The answer is there's plenty you can do. It reminds me, there's a scene in The Godfather where two opposing mobsters are talking, and one of them says to the other, my son is coming back to the United States from France. He will be on a boat for a long period of time. And I know that many things can happen. He could fall over in the boat and drown. He could eat poisoned food by accident. I understand all that, but let me tell you something. If my son dies by accident, I will kill you. That's the message to Putin. In other words, you say it's dark side, it's somebody up in St. Petersburg or wherever it is, at a work computer hackers sitting around in a basement somewhere. That may very well be, but unfortunately for you, Mr. Putin, if this happens again, if you don't have control over your own country, and the subtext, of course, is he did it, we will retaliate further than barring the purchase by our banks and thereby the international banking community of bonds issued in rubles. It may be that there'll be no market for Russia's debt. No market for Russia's debt. It may be some of their checks will not be recognized internationally. It'll certainly be that there'll be no more visas given to anybody in Russia, tourist or student. And then Putin, he'll save face. I didn't do it. We're going to crack down. They'll pick up a few ne'er-do-wells somewhere and claim they did it. That's what'll happen. But autocratic governments have got to be treated firmly. And how you treat an autocratic government with over 7,000 nuclear weapons has to be done very carefully. And it has to be done obliquely, perhaps, but it's through economic sanctions. You can bar the export of any Russian natural gas or fuel, certainly to people whom we are allied with and control. It's not going to work in Eastern Europe. They already supply Ukraine, believe it or not, as they invade them, they supply Ukraine with natural gas. Germany is in the central part of Europe. It depends on imports for fuel. And there is a dispute between our government and Angela Merkel about their doing a deal with Russia. So you can't bar all of their exports, but you can cripple their exports. And I don't advocate going in and shutting down Moscow's grid. We could do that. Then they shut down New York's grid. And at some point, this thing leads to war. We don't want that. But Colonial Pipeline was shut down by Vladimir Putin. I don't buy this baloney that it was dark side in St. Petersburg or dark side, wherever it was. And nobody does something like that in Russia without the permission of Vladimir Putin. And when he gives permission, he has his hand out. He wants a slice. He wants a piece of the action. And he isn't doing it in this case for the money. $5 million is chump change to him. What he's doing it for is to disrupt, show he can penetrate like Solar Wind when they broke into our computers and throughout our government, some of our most sensitive computers and private industry. And he did that. He has information. I'd like to think that we're doing something similar. Certain we are. And we haven't apparently been discovered yet. I hope that's the case. But you cannot permit any foreign power to do this, to hack into Colonial Pipeline. If this were an outfit that were based in Britain or France or Japan or one of our allies, we'd simply work with their government to shut them down, and their government would do something about it. But one of the most telling things about this hacking by Darkside is this. Putin hasn't criticized it. Putin hasn't denied that it's Russia. He's been silent, radio silent, radio silent. If he didn't do it, if he didn't profit for it, from it, he'd issue a statement attacking it, finding them. It wouldn't be hard to do. He's over there, and punishing them. And, of course, even if he said that, I would be skeptical. I'd want to take a good look at his demeanor and what he said. He very likely could be lying. Of course, he did it himself. However, he doesn't even bother to do that. So what do you do with an adversary that has that many nuclear weapons, but is an economic, I don't want to say basket case, it has an economy the size of Italy's, but Italy has a lot smaller population, a lot smaller area to cover. And what do you do? Because they can, if they walk up and they take punches at you, but they have a nuclear weapon in their pocket, you have to respond without war, but you have to stop this. You have to shut it down. And it can be shut down economically. And the garrote has to be tightened just an inch at a time. An inch at a time. No bonds in Russian rubles starting June 1st. Maybe no debt at all at some point. Maybe the banks in the United States won't do business with them, won't cash checks. We'll see. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Backbiter, tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.